This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
Seamus, I was reading yesterday in the Border Mail that some dairy farmers in general are struggling at the moment, but dairy farmers in particular are not happy with the fact that plant-based milk products are getting put in the same aisle as normal milk, like dairy milk. Because if you think about almond milk, coconut milk, rice milk, all that, it's not actually milk, is it? I don't know. Would you say
it's
milk?
Well, I thought it was. It was like the milk of something. Now, actually, Riley, after 8:30, we're going to have a chat to Karen Moroney, who's a fourth-generation Eskdale dairy farmer, to fill us in on what's happening
with
the farmers.
Yeah, well, she's the one actually saying it diminishes the value of Australian dairy. So what I thought I would do today, I've got a lot of plant-based milks in my fridge at the moment. I don't want to offend anyone by calling it milk. Plant-based products in my fridge at the moment because I'm on this 8-week challenge.
It's milk.
Okay, fine. It's milk. So I've got, do you want me to tell you what milks I've got? And because I've got them all in cups, separate cups here in the studio, and I want you to drink it and see if you can guess whether you know which milks it is.
I will say I'm a big fan. I'm a milk guy. Big milk guy. Growing up, I would have 3 litres of milk every day.
Whoa.
Absolutely. Still today, like just last night, I had 2 litres.
My God.
I love it. I drink so much of it and only full cream. Don't give me this light crap.
No, I only like full cream too.
So I think I can tell that I tasted some in the fridge the other day. It was Pat's, my housemate. I'm like, hey, what is this crap you've got here?
Ooh. What is he drinking, Rev? I hate Rev.
Some weird milk. But I think I will be able to tell the difference between all of your milks. Now, these aren't dairy-based, are they?
Well, one is dairy-based. Right. Okay, so we've got the first one here. If you want to go from the your right side.
This one?
Yep.
Cup number one. That is definitely not dairy milk.
Okay. Right? Have a big sip too and swish it around your mouth.
It's kind of like, a bit like coconut.
Mmm. What do you reckon?
I know that tastes so well.
Oh, really?
I know that. That's almond milk.
Okay.
Are we getting correct or wrong now?
Oh, no. We'll go through them at the end.
Number one.
All right, next.
Number one, I think, is almond milk. Here we go. Oh, this is coconut milk. I can smell it already. Hang on a second. Let me sip first. I'm going to lock in coconut milk for that one.
All right. Next one.
All right. Now, here we go. Oh, already by the looks of it, I think it's dairy. Hang on. Oh, no. That one smells a bit weird. You sure it's not off?
No, I'm not sure it's not off.
That is 100% dairy milk that came from a cow's teat from her udder.
I didn't even check the use by date.
I hope you... No, that's fine. That's not off. All right, here we go. Ooh, this might be another dairy one. Nope. Ooh.
What's wrong with that one?
Sucks. Whatever that is, that sucks. Oh, is that breast milk?
No.
Where did you locate someone who's lactating? Oh, is that some soy POS? All right.
Yeah, you got them all correct, except the last one is not breast milk.
What is it?
Rice milk.
Oh, you can keep that with the rice products, please. That was disgusting. So I got every single one right except for the rice.
Yeah, pretty good. So after 8:30, when we talk to Karen, I'm really interested to hear what she has to say, whether we should be keeping these products in the milk aisle. Would you consider almond milk as milk?
Well, it's not dairy. But I wouldn't say don't call it milk. What else do you call it? It's the milk from an almond.
Almond juice. Nut juice. Oh.
Get some nut juice. Aisle 5, right from the almonds.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.